Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Healing Light Show. We've finally got to go on air now. I've had some situations with the Blog Talk Radio. My phone kind of cut out, and actually it said I was still logged in, which I wasn't. I was trying to get back on the show, and we had some problems there. But I decided to redo the show, and I'm here. And welcome to the Healing Light, everybody. And today's topic is the love of God. The love of God is talking about when Jesus was called the beloved of God when he was baptized. When the dove came down when he was being baptized and said, "This is my beloved son. And he is who I'm well pleased in." So through Jesus Christ, with God being well pleased with him, his blood covers us where God's well pleased with us. He can't see our problems, our situations, because Jesus died for those situations. He canceled all those situations. There's a lot of people nowadays that's walking around that's saved, and is living in fear of God because they think their situations ain't dealt with. When they got saved, their situations and future situations was dealt with right then and there. It was through on that cross, and he died for that. He died for those situations that cover you. So don't never go around saying, "Well, I don't know, I'm going to work my way to heaven." You cannot work your way to heaven. Jesus already said that. The Bible talks about that constantly. You cannot work your way to heaven. You might could work your way to hell, but I don't know about working your way to heaven. Now, it probably ain't too hard to work yourself to hell anyway. But anyway... But you cannot work your way to heaven. Only through grace, through Jesus Christ, you can make it to heaven. Not from how many people you can be nice to and how many phony faces you can put on and try to look good. That can't make you to heaven. Only the grace of God can get you through heaven. With his love can get you through heaven. And the more you reflect him, the more you reflect to God. I don't want to get into the scientific part, but the vibration level. When you're in God's grace, your vibration level is very, extremely high, and you match his. And when you match his, that's when his glory and grace starts working through you all the time. You start seeing the macro things, great things working through your life, family getting straightened out, things like that, and see people get healed through you. Just you being in their presence, things, just miraculous things happening to them because your vibration is matching. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the beloved of God, that you are a beloved of God through Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm going to do, right today is Thursday, November the 7th, 2013. I also was wanting to talk to people about My Hope America for Billy Graham. My Hope America is going to be on the 8th. It will be tomorrow night, I think, around 7:30. On CBS, on Channel 3. And if you have any unsaved family members and you have a hard time getting to them, sit them in front of TV and let them watch My Hope. And this will help you out tremendously. It'll help them out tremendously. And maybe they'll even get saved through the situation. So remember, CBS, 7:30, November 8th, tomorrow night. And Billy Graham is going to help reach them people for Christ. It'll be a lot easier than you trying to plead with them and all that. He'll speak the whole word to them right then and there. And it's amazing. I mean, he's been doing it for 50 years, 60 years. He's kind of got it down pat, so he can probably, God will reach through him. Well, he'll reach through you too. I mean, it don't take a well-known guy to reach somebody for God. But sometimes a lot of us have a hard time sitting down and talking to people, and that's an easier way to do it if you feel like that's a comfortable way for you. And if you just want to, just watch the program and see what he has to say. Maybe it'll help you out a little bit too. But remember, you know, My Hope for America, Billy Graham, he's going to be on air tomorrow night. He's going to be on air tonight too. They're going to be on the God Channel and a bunch of other channels on cable he's going to be on. It's going to be around 9:30, 7:30. You know, just check your local listings on your cable and, you know, just check it out and see when he's going to be on. Just sit back and listen. And if you find one that's going to be on, it's going to be playing all week on the cable channels, all week on different spiritual or Christian channels. And find one, invite some family over, unsaved family members, sit them down and let them watch it. So this here was one thing that Billy Graham was wanting to do. He was wanting to save some people. He wants to go out with a bang. And his bang, he's wanting to bring more people to Christ. And we can help him out through doing this. You know, bring some unsaved family members and let him try to touch them. Maybe they'll give their heart to Christ that night. And then what they're asking is after the show's over, give them your testimony, how Christ touched you in your heart. And if Christ ain't touched your heart in the future, you never gave yourself to Christ, just listen to him and watch Christ touch your heart. But like I said, you know, all this week, for my area, Hickory, Maiden, all that's going to be CBS, and there's going to be some other channels. But check your local listing, My Hope for America, Billy Graham, and see when it comes on. But enough of that. We're going to go to Luke 3:21. Luke 3:21 says, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was open. It was open. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form as a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am very pleased. Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. So Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. And, you know, he had a couple of years to go until he was supposed to be crucified for our sins. But he had like 3 years to build his ministry. And how many people can build their ministry to touch the world the way he did in 3 years? There's nobody could build their ministry up in 3 years to touch the world the way he did and save people all through the centuries. All through the centuries. He had to be the Son of God. Ain't nobody could do that but the Son of God. So just think about that. Think about that, how he's touched people's whole family trees through the centuries. Maybe your great-great uncle was saved through Jesus Christ. Maybe your kinfolk overseas, you know, in Germany was saved through Jesus Christ. I mean, you never know how he touched your family tree in a situation to make you better people. But he has saved many people through your generation and through many other generations to come. But I also have a thing here I just want to read for you. It says, a child of God. God, right now, in this moment, I recognize that you are with me. I know the truth about myself. I am your child. Any thoughts or feelings of unworthiness are washed away in your presence. I love you. God, although I may wonder how I could possibly be worthy of your love, I embrace it with such gratitude, and I discover how to love myself. I understand that what I love about me is the pure, compassionate essence of life and love that you are within my soul. God, I live my life in celebration of your presence within me and all around me. I feel worthy. Out of this awareness, a new, more confident me arises. I dedicate myself to being more of a blessing in my world. And the little word for today is, I am worthy of being blessed and of being a blessing. So you are worthy of being blessed. And with you being blessed, you'll be a blessing to other folks. So any time that somebody is receiving, God is opening something new in your life, share it. Be a testimony. Be a testimony. Like on this show, if you're being healed in a situation, if God has touched you in a situation, give a testimony on the Healing Light page of how God's touched you through his show, because it'll bring more people to the show and it'll bring more people to God. As it is any ministry, if any ministry has touched you, the money will bring more people to the ministry where God can touch them through that ministry more. That's what we all need. We need testimonies. We need encouragement. We need encouragement to encourage ourselves. God already knows what's going on. He sees things. The thing of it is, our minds don't understand these things. We've got to be awakened by testimonies to show us what God is really doing. It's like, you know, hundreds of years, you know, a lot of these churches has cut the power out of churches, cut the power of God out of churches. You don't see miracles and healings and Holy Spirit moving some of these churches because they just don't believe in it. They believe it's in a book, but, you know, that's just hearsay. You know, it's just a story. And then God ain't working through the church the way he should be because you don't have the door open for it. And then you go to a Pentecostal church where they believe in the power. You're seeing people getting delivered. You're seeing people get healed. You're seeing things that happen in biblical times, which God really created, you know, Christianity for, is to reveal the power of God. That's what we need to see today. We need the power of God so strong today to deliver these young folks, these poor people. It's, you know, it's on their, that it's going away from God. They're destroying their families by sin, by drinking and drugs and all this other things that everybody's saying it's okay. Oh, it's okay to do drugs. It's all okay to live in a life of sin. Then they end up with some type of disease or something like that from the sin, from what the enemy has given to them to destroy them, but they cannot see it because their eyes is closed. It's okay to destroy yourself, which is a lie. I don't want to be destroyed. Who wants to be destroyed? Who wants to get a disease and die like a dog? I don't. I mean, that's just kind of, it just kind of, there's no sense in that. It's just kind of being ignorant, I think. I mean, if you think it's all right to die because you're doing something, you know, it ain't right and the enemy is using that to destroy you, you're thinking that's all right. That's just not, it's not no common sense in that. You're being, you know, you're being blinded, and God wants the best for you. He wants you to live in happiness. He wants to see you grow. He wants to see you develop. The enemy wants to keep you trapped. He wants to keep you trapped in your old ways. He don't want to see you grow. He wants you to be miserable and die. That's what he wants. He wants you to be miserable and die. He wants you to rot. He wants you to be sick. He wants to keep you captive because you're a child of God, and that just makes him angry. He can't stand what you are. He can't stand what you're about. And he just wants to make, he just wants to cover your eyes where you'll sit there and enjoy his pain while he laughs the whole way down the street at you. So do you want him to make a fool out of you and laugh at you while you're going through pain because you don't know no better? Or do you want to awaken up to God and let him give you the power to cut him loose and live a life of love, live a life of happiness, to live a life of deliverance that you're here to be, here to do, here to live, here to be a shining light to other folks. That's what, you know, that's what being a child of God is revealing your light to people. You got to reveal your light. If you're a child of God, love people. Show them in a way that nobody else has. It's like this morning, I had a little situation in my own life. There's a good friend of ours named Jericho. He's been in foster care for years, and his parents gave him up real young, didn't really have much to do with him. And he's been from foster care to foster parent, and he's ended up in an orphanage down here. He's 18, getting ready to graduate, and he has nobody to really help him out because a lot of people in the government that takes care of these situations just don't care. They just in there to collect a buck, and they don't really care about helping the kids out. There's a lot of crooked things going on behind closed doors for these orphanages and all this stuff. And there's some good people there, too. Don't get me wrong. There's some great people in that, too. But there's some ones that don't really care to help anybody out. So this boy we've been working with, he wants to go to college. He wants to fight for children like Tim. He wants to become a lawyer and be a criminal lawyer to help kids out to do this. He wants to go to 6 years in college to do that. His way is already paid to go to college. He's been a straight-A student. He's worked hard. He is actually, he's working after school. He's doing the best he can to get where he needs to be. But there's no breaks for him. I mean, the county system, all that just ain't working for him. He wants to get his transcripts where he can get to the college. They won't help him get them because he actually wants to do something. There's some of these other folks out here that goes here and they don't care. They don't want to do anything with themselves, and they throw them out the street, and they end up being nothing because they're not willing to work. But here's a guy that's really, really wanting to do something good for the community, and they don't want to help him. That's one thing I don't really understand. I mean, people that's trying to help themselves wants to be, a great example for a community. They don't want to do much with them. But we got to keep him in our prayers. We got to ask for the face of God to shine upon him, to show some great things in his life. And, I've already volunteered to help him out all I can. I mean, he's been like a son to us, and we're doing what we can to help him out. But I'm just telling you, if you got somebody in your neighborhood or a kid that you know of is in foster care, help that kid out. He needs your help. He needs the help from the community to step in to make these better children. God has commissioned you to help the homeless, to help the children without fathers and mothers. You're commissioned to do this. So step in and help the child out. If he needs a way to school, if he needs somebody to help him with something, be more willing to help them out. But anyway, that's one little thing that was thrown in our path today. And, I was more willing to help them out. And, God works in many different ways. And a lot of times you don't really understand, when things like this is going to happen. You'll be called out of the blue. Like I was called out of the blue this morning. I wasn't expecting that. But God gave me a situation to deal with and to help somebody. And I jumped up for it. I was like, well, yeah, just give me a little bit. I ain't really dressed yet, but I'll be there. So sometimes, when God's calling us to be that beloved child of God, to be that beloved child of God, to act like that child of God, we've got to stand up to the plate. We've got to stand up to the plate and be that. And being a child of God don't mean you can go out here and go to church and then, go back home and that's all it is. No, it's an everyday thing. Church is every day to a child of God, to helping people, showing the love of God. I don't mean out here preaching every second of the day, going to every corner. If that's good, that's great. You should do that too. But it's really about showing the love of Christ. Showing love is what Jesus did. Go in the courtyards and criticize the people. No, he didn't. He loved those people. He went with he got in the middle of the thieves and the prostitutes. He showed them love. He showed them that he cared. He didn't show them that they suck and get away from me because you stink and you don't look the way I think you should and you're just a terrible person. You sin all the time. Plus, he pointed out to the Pharisees that they sin too, so they're no better than they were in God's eyes, really. And only the grace of God could cover them, as they could the thieves and the prostitutes. See, God loves everybody. He wants everybody to be delivered. He wants everybody. He cares about everything, everybody, every single person. He loves you. He don't judge you. He loves you. We judge ourselves. I know it says in the Word about many different things, judging all that stuff. Well, that's in the Old Testament. A lot of that stuff was put to rest when Christ hit the cross. It was time for the peace of God to be put over you through the Jesus died on the cross. He had a truce when Jesus was put on the cross. He had a truce towards the people. He held up that yell for, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of, this. I just want my people back to me. I love you. you know, y'all fought me for so long, and, you know, y'all have got so negative over the years that, you know, it was hard for you to get to me, and I just couldn't, you know, all this. And then he said, I'll send my son, to come down here to pave the way where you can get to me. I love you. I got to find some way for you to get to me is what God was saying. I had to find some way for you to get to me. And that way he found was his son on the cross, which he knew his son couldn't die. He was going to come back anyway. He didn't suffer. He didn't do something that his son couldn't get out of. That was his son. His son couldn't die. His son was going to raise up and make the enemy look like a fool in front of everybody, and everybody laughed at the enemy. They're like, you thought you could kill him. You spacked him, all that stuff. He stood up, made you look like a fool. Look at there. You couldn't do that to him. Get out of here with your crazy stuff. See, he sent his son down here to make the enemy look like a fool, to open the door for us, because we was in so much bondage because of the enemy, we couldn't do anything. We was in complete bondage. But when Christ opened that door, we came running through. He's like, you know, accept me. I am your door. When you say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. When you say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life, it opens that door. It's not all these rules and regulations. Jesus said, love. That one word, love everybody. That cuts all the commandments. You love all the commandments is done right then and there. You love your brother. You love your mom. You love all these people. And I'm sure a lot of us have problems with that because we got the human brain going on. In a temperament, we're showed every day to kill, to steal, to laugh, to you know, all it is about sex and all that, which is a lie that the enemy is trying to program in us. But we got to love these people anyway. But no, they don't know no better because the enemy's programmed them like it. A lot of people's like, yeah, they know better. No, they really don't. They're programmed every day to get more sex, to eat more food, to do what they want to. It's all about them. And we forget about everybody else. And I'm sure that you have problems too. We all have problems. We all have problems. We got to deal with that ourselves and ask Christ to come within us to sort this out with us. He ain't going to do it by himself. He's going to sort it out with you to show you what your situation is. You know, you got problems dealing with this. You know, you need to work on that. You might have a demonic something in you that is keeping you down. Maybe you need to renounce that. Say, leave me now in Jesus' name. Then you're released, you'll start seeing yourself develop. There's many different situations that a person is under bondage. It can be demonic bondage. It can be self-bondage by the mind. But Christ wants to deliver you from all of that. He wants to deliver you from all of that. Right now, seems like a great time to do this. Anybody that has not accepted Christ, I normally do this about every other show, and I ask you to accept Christ if you haven't accepted Christ. If you have, and you kind of fell away from Christ, you can do a recommitment at this time, do the same thing, and I'll say a prayer with you to accept Christ at this time. Let's close your eyes and fold your hands. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you in my heart now. I declare that you're the Lord and Savior of my life. I believe you died on the cross and paid for my. I ask this in your name, Jesus, in Jesus' name. I give all my sins to you. I ask you to wash them all away. Wash me clean, white as snow. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you just said that, you just accepted Christ. He has came into your heart. Now at this time, I'd like to do a little prayer, a healing prayer for anybody that needs it this time. There might be a few things that God might pop in my mind to let you know what he's doing for y'all. I mean, I have no idea who's listening to this show at this time. It could be anybody. But God knows each and every single person that's going to listen to this show. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you to open your heavens at this time. I ask for you to heal anybody that needs this at this time. Anybody that needs deliverance, I ask for this to happen now. There's a lady named Sherry is being healed now in Jesus' name. Command Sherry to be completely healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered now. Amen. Patrick, you're being healed now in Jesus' name. Susan, you're going to be healed now in Jesus' name. Stun. Louette is being healed now in Jesus' name. Susan is being healed in Jesus' name again. There's legs being healed, joints being healed, arms being healed now in Jesus' name. Muscles are being repaired. Bones are being repaired now in Jesus' name. Ears, head, something to do with the head or ear is being healed now in Jesus' name. There's demonic depression being relieved now in Jesus' name. It's gone. Leave now. Demonic entities, leave now. I curse you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Go. Go now in Jesus' name. Leave. Holy Spirit is coming in and delivering somebody. He's coming in and opening up hearts, opening up doors to the hearts. Being closed for years. You've not been able to accept love for years. It's being opened now in Jesus' name. That door's being busted right open and the Holy Spirit's coming in. You're going to see abundance of life. Abundance of life that you never expected, you never seen. It's going to happen now in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit is coming clear through here now. Lord, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for these healings. I'll thank you for all the blessings and joy you're going to bring people listening to this show. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I got 2 minutes left. I want to thank you all for listening to The Healing Light. Come back next week. I'm going to have a head title for you, and hopefully everything will go better next week. And I still thank y'all for coming and listening to the show. And I think it might have been the enemy trying to mess with me to keep me from having this show. Anyway, I had it anyway. There was no stopping. So I hope y'all come back next week. And I'm trying to look for somebody to help me on the show, too. I want to do more with this show. So keep me in your prayers that the show will grow and there will be me. Different changes to the show where I can get another person to help me. But I want to thank you all for coming to the show, listening to it. And I'll talk to you next week. God bless every one of y'all, and God loves every one of y'all. And you'll see miracles happening in y'all's lives all week long. God bless you all. Bye.
Feet have left the ledge, and in the rush, I hear a voice telling me it's time to take.